Business news now from Adam Maguire.
Thanks, Mary. Consumer sentiment appears to be on the mend, though the public's mood remains negative overall. That's according to Permanent TSB's latest Reflecting Ireland survey, which shows that the majority of people still feel worse off in the past year and feel the country is on the wrong track. But it is a smaller majority than was the case in November. Leontia Fanning is head of corporate affairs at Permanent TSB. She joins me in studio now. Hard to say people are optimistic again, but they seem to be less pessimistic than they were a couple of months ago.
Morning, Adam. So, as you said, our findings this quarter, they reveal that people's mood in relation to the economy is continuing to improve, albeit from relatively low levels and relatively slowly. But what we believe we're seeing here is some small green shoots of optimism on the horizon. We saw a slight uplift in sentiment from the previous quarter that Ireland is moving in the right direction, and the outlook for the next 12 months is slowly recovering. But we do still have some way to go, and there are some significant challenges for people across the country, and that's very reflective in the findings for survey.
What do you think has prompted this shift? Is it just people maybe getting used to, you know, the cost of living crisis and the difficulties they're facing there, or do they actually feel things are going to start picking up in the future?
I think people have adapted to it over the last year or so, and they're managing it more effectively. There's also an ease maybe in some of the energy prices and costs, albeit inflation levels are still high, and that is something that people are having to cope with on a daily basis. What we saw from the findings is that a third of people believe that the country is on the right track, although the majority are still believing we're on the wrong track, so in around 55%, but that's reduced from about 63% this time last year. So we are making some small improvements, but relatively slowly.
The survey also asked about news and media consumption. It was conducted in May, so before the RTE payment story broke. It shows people have a strong appetite for news, but there is a fairly sizable generation gap in terms of consumption habits and where people get their news from.
Yes, so there was a lot of positive findings in the research for traditional news platforms, so TV, radio and print, being the most trusted sources for fair, balanced and accurate news. The research was designed to look at consumer habits on news consumption rather than station preference or how people feel about a particular organisation. You mentioned RTE. But all in all, for people in Ireland, trust is key and trust in media sources is a priority. You mentioned generational changes there, and there is a real difference in media consumption habits across generations. So what we're seeing, maybe somewhat not surprisingly, is older generations consuming from traditional media sources, TV, print and radio, with younger generations predominantly going to social media platforms for the news and current affairs, and the most popular being TikTok.
What's interesting about that, though, is that even though they go to social media, they don't trust it quite so much.
Trust in social media sources, even amongst younger generations, is much lower than it is in more credible traditional media sources. What we are finding now is there's a significant increase in fact-checking. So even though younger cohorts may be getting their news and information from social media sites, they are actually going to more traditional news channels to fact-check that information.
You also had a look at the impact that news and social media use in general is having on people's mood. What did you find there?
So overall, our consumption of news can negatively influence our emotional state, particularly amongst women, we found through the research. And that negative impact, it can result in a disengagement from media. And if we think about the last couple of years, COVID, war in Ukraine, cost of living crisis, we've had a significant increase in negative news stories and quite a high volume of that, which is having an impact on people's emotional health and well-being.
You also looked, as I say, at social media usage and people feeling negative on the back of quite heavy social media usage too.
So about a third of people are negatively impacted by their engagements on social media, and that increases to about 50% for 18 to 24 year olds. And again, what we saw was some interesting habits with regards to social media. So people checking social media sites half an hour before they go to sleep or the first thing that they do in the morning. So that no doubt is contributing to those negative effects of social media on our emotional well-being.
Leontia Fanning, Head of Corporate Affairs at Permanent TSB, thank you for that.